This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. President Joe Biden both made their cases at the U.N. General Assembly about the war in Ukraine and other matters.
Record-breaking heat waves in the United States and China. Wildfires ravaging North America and Southern Europe. A fifth year of drought in the Horn of Africa. Tragic, tragic flooding in Libya. My heart goes out to the people of Libya that's killed thousands of people. Together, these snapshots tell an urgent story of what awaits us if we fail to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels and begin to climate-proof the world.
Activists say more needs to be done as thousands of them march outside, demanding that the Biden administration end new fossil fuel projects. Patsy Wirakuswara, VOA News, New York.
Hundreds of Libyans gathered outside the Grand Mosque in the devastated city of Darna, protesting against the response by authorities to the destruction that ensued after flash floods hit the city.
A resident read out a list of demands following disastrous flooding in the coastal city of Derma, which killed thousands. The man called on authorities to expedite their investigation into last week's disaster and for those in charge of city infrastructure to be arrested. There have also been calls for the UN to set up an office in Derna for urgent reconstruction of the city and compensation for those affected by the flood. Two dams collapsed during Mediterranean Storm Daniel, sending a wall of water gushing through the eastern city of Derna on September 11th. Kim Lewis, VOA.